A sense of dread closed round her heart. "Go to him," she commanded Ser Jorah. "Stop him. Bring him here. Tell him he can have the dragon's eggs, if that's what he wants." The knight rose swiftly to his feet.
"Where is my sister?"
Viserys shouted, his voice thick with wine.
"I've come for her feast. How dare you presume to eat without me? No one eats before the king. Where is she? The whore can't hide from the dragon."
He stopped beside the largest of the three fire pits, peering around at the faces of the Dothraki. There were 5,000 men in the hall, but only a handful who knew the common tongue. Yet even if his words were incomprehensible, you had only to look at him to know that he was drunk. Ser Jorah went to him swiftly, whispered something in his ear, and took him by the arm, but Viserys wrenched free.
"Keep your hands off me! No one touches the dragon without leave!"
Danny glanced anxiously up at the high bench. Khal Drogo was saying something to the other Khals beside him. Khal Jomo grinned, and Khal Ogo began to guffaw loudly. The sound of laughter made Viserys lift his eyes.
"Khal Drogo,"
he said thickly, his voice almost polite,
"I'm here for the feast."
He staggered away from Ser Jorah, making to join the three Khals on the high bench.